1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Delayed 40 minutes by a denial of service attack, the ex-social media chat between former President Trump and Elon Musk.
Mr. Trump claimed there was an audience of 60 million when it actually peaked at 1.3.
We're going to have the largest deportation in history of this country.
Calling asylum seekers.
People that are in jail for murder and all sorts of things.
And
they're telling them, if you come back, we're going to kill you.
That's never been proven. A statement by the Harris Walls campaign called it self-obsessed rich guys who will sell out the middle class and who cannot run a live stream in the year 2024. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The Democratic convention next week. Sources say Presidents Obama and Clinton will address the delegates, as will President Biden. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton opened an investigation into CenterPoint Energy, electric utility for Houston, over its fumbled response post-Hurricane Beryl. This is ABC News. It will not threaten the U.S., but Tropical Storm Ernesto has formed.
Still more than 900 miles to the east-southeast of San Juan, Puerto Rico, but it's moving fast, west at 28 miles per hour. Ernesto is going to get to that Lesser Antilles pretty quickly, the northern part of it at least. Tropical storm warnings include Puerto Rico, St. Martin, St. Vincent. We're talking about 3 to 6 inches of rain, widespread, and up to 10 locally. Then we'll turn the path to the north, and it's by Thursday that we see it becoming a hurricane, and then takes a track toward Bermuda.
ABC News meteorologist Ginger C. After losing batteries for his GPS and ending up badly off course, 60-year-old Jim the Shark Dryer ended his bid to swim 80 miles across Lake Michigan from Grand Haven to Milwaukee. A support boat fished him out last Thursday, telling him he'd been swimming north instead of west. He had 47 more miles to go instead of the 23 he figured, and the forecast was for waves up to 9 feet. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm Terry Bell with WMBX News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WMBX website at mad.radio.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I was in a drive-thru line and forgot to order. I was on the phone, thought I ordered, and just stayed in line and got up to the window. There was no order for me. And I said to the guy, I go, can I just order now? And he was so condescending. And he goes, well, typically what we do, sir, here is we order back at the speaker, and this is where you pick it up. I've never felt so stupid in my entire life.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Nitrate is the most common health-related contaminant found in Wisconsin's groundwater, and you can get your well tested for free. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will be providing free well water testing for nitrate at Farm Technology Days in Cadott, August 13th through 15th. Environmental groups in Wisconsin are urging voters to reject two proposed amendments to the state constitution in Tuesday's primary election. If approved, the amendments would give the Republican-led legislature power to allocate certain federal funds instead of the governor. Melissa Johnson of the nonpartisan organization Green Fire worries these changes would make it harder to use state resources to address climate change-fueled storms or to build green infrastructure.
We're in competition with other states who have streamlined processes to get that money. I don't think Wisconsin wants to wait.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Pack is back at practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the Browns 23-10 over the weekend. At halftime, Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley challenged his players they needed to make a turnover in the second half. Rookie safety Evan Williams out of Oregon did just that, coming up with a forced fumble early in the third quarter.
Yeah, it felt great. Really just play fast, use our instincts, and yeah, just fly around. I mean, that's what I had the most fun with today. I felt like fly around, and you know, and coach always preaches that just the jobs aren't that difficult. Run to the ball and just do do your job, we're going to be successful.
Baseball. The Brewers open an important series tonight against the Dodgers. LA in first place in the NL West. The Brewers losing 4-3 to the Reds Sunday. But D.L. Hall was back on the mound. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I think he's, since he's been a starting pitcher, I think he's become more of a complete pitcher. And that's kind of cool. He's really become a pitcher.
Now, if the Brewers just go 500 for the rest of the schedule, they would finish with 90 wins this season. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies here in the overnight. Looks pretty quiet. Light winds and upper 50s at daybreak. On Tuesday, sunny skies, lower 80s. Wednesday, mostly sunny. Once again, lower 80s. Showers and thunderstorms moving in Wednesday night. It's 63 at our studios.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it's growing in popularity across the country and here in Wisconsin. We're going to learn about green burials. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. It looks like Americans are trusting Democrats more on the economy. I believe I mentioned that already, Saul. I've got to share this. This is amazing. This new ad from the United Auto Workers. Sean Fain is the head of the UAW, and he has just been out there kicking ass. He's been doing just great work, and negotiated some great contracts. He gave this speech the other day. And Sean, we're going to play a clip of this from the TriCaster in just a moment. He said, there's only one answer to the threat we face as a nation. The answer is solidarity. He called Trump a scab. He says Trump will ruthlessly...
Donald Trump...
He says Trump will ruthlessly fight for a vision of America in which the wealthy rule everything and everyone, and the working class is left behind and forced to settle for the scraps. He said, what we win or lose now will impact whether we go forward or backward for a generation. Everything is at stake. And he says, in the wealthiest country in the world, working class people shouldn't have to scrape to get by paycheck. Here's the clip.
Donald Trump represents the billionaire class and the corporate class. Donald Trump is a scab. He will ruthlessly fight for a vision of America in which the wealthy rule everyone. They divide us by race, by gender, by who we love, where we were born. That's the game of the wealthy. Divide and conquer. There is only one answer to the threat we face as a nation. The answer is solidarity. We united the entire working class.
Yeah, there you go. That's it. The whole clip, which the UAW has put up on social media, runs about 2 minutes. When he was meeting with candidates earlier this week in Wayne, Michigan, Sean Fain said, to me, this election is real simple. It's about one question, a question we've made famous in the labor movement. Which side are you on? He said, on one side, we've got a billionaire who serves himself and his billionaire buddies. He lies, cheats, and steals his way to the top. He's the lapdog of the billionaire class. On the other side, we've got a badass woman who has stood on the picket line with working class people. Kamala Harris is the champion of the working class. I'm telling you, I don't know how Trump thinks he's going to win this election. And the fact that he's losing so badly right now, he's out there whining about, she didn't really have 15,000 people in Michigan. You know, you couldn't see the reflection on the plane, right? I mean, it's pathetic. It's weird, of course, but it's pathetically weird. And now, if you look at Drudge, there's a picture of J.D. Vance in drag, at the top of Drudge. Now, Matt Drudge is no fan of Donald Trump, which is kind of the saving grace, I suppose, of the Drudge Report. But wow. All right, so what's on your mind today? Let's pick up your calls here. James in Spokane. Hey, James, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how's it going today, sir?
Good. What's on your mind?
We need to get the Republicans on the climate, Tom. You know, the average Republican voter, like the average Democrat voter, knows something is up with the climate, even if they don't know what it is or don't even want to theorize about it. They know something's up.
Yeah.
Republican management says nothing's happening, which means they're not going to do anything about it.
Yeah,
nothing about it. The earth burns up.
Did you see this report last week? The FEMA has officially run out of money, and they're rationing their funds just for, you know, immediate emergency repair, and they're postponing long-term emergency repair because the Republicans keep blocking any increase in the FEMA budget.
That's so wasteful, and any form of waste is pollution, and why these guys can't get it around their head that this is their world burning around them as well. You know, it's just neurosis.
Yeah.
They're just blind. And along that line, you know, they project like nobody's business. If you know about projection psychology, just basic psychology, what these guys are doing that they have doubts about or they know is malevolent, what they want to do, have ambitions to do, they project it to the other side completely and totally every day. And that's what scares me. You talk about these babies that disappeared. I'm terrified. They've accused Democrats of drinking babies' blood. Now, I don't believe that would even cross their mind unless somebody in that party was doing it. And that scares the hell out of me, Tom.
Well, yeah, that probably goes back to some of these Silicon Valley tech billionaires who are trying to live forever. There's at least one of them is taking transfusions from his son, you know. The projection thing, it reminds me, I was like 7 or 8 years old in elementary school. And this kid down the street, the bully lived down the street, but there, in class, there was somebody, one of the kids lost their pencil box. You know, those little plastic boxes that we used to have that you had your pencils and stuff in. And he claimed, and he claimed that I had stolen it. And it became like a minor furor. Now, they found it the next morning. It had rolled underneath a counter, But the teacher actually, you know, kind of joined him in accusing me of having stolen it. And I went home that day, and I was just in tears. I mean, I was just a little kid. And my dad sat me down. I told him the story, and he sat me down, and he said, if he's accusing you of stealing, he's probably somebody you shouldn't trust, because he, you know, people accuse other people of doing things that they would do. You know, everybody assumes that everybody else is just like them. And, it never occurred to me, and I never understood it, but that's the best description of projection. The Republicans accuse Democrats of things that they themselves would do or can imagine doing or would like to do. And perfect. James, thanks for the call.
And the baby thing.
It's bizarre. It really is. Mm-hmm. But, all these pedophiles getting busted left and right, it seems they're so often they're Republicans. And I just think there's a lot of, repression. Getting outed as gay and everything else.
James, sexual deviation everywhere too, you know.
Yeah, if you want. Yeah,
culture.
Although I wouldn't call being gay that, but yes, they're having a problem. James, thanks for the call. Eduardo in Jackson, Kentucky. Hey, Eduardo, what's on your mind today?
Hey, thanks very much, sir. So even though I can understand, because her husband had been president recently, I think it was really disrespectful for everyone in 2016 to have called Clinton by her first name. You know, if I wanted to be rude, I would call them banana Republicans. But there's few, if any, Republicans that's called only by their first name, and few, if any, women that's called only by their last name. So kind of like how they bully with mispronouncing or just using a wrong word altogether. Fortunately, Senator Sanders and VP Harris are smart enough to embrace the informality, but I think it's misogyny.
Eduardo. Both Hillary Clinton and Kamala Harris having relatively unusual first names, and Hillary, in an effort to distinguish herself from her husband, have used their first names as their brand. I think that's effective. I think it's working for them. And, I get it that there will be a lot of Republicans who refer to them by their first names in an attempt to be dismissive, but they're doing that themselves as well. There are other cases, where Republicans are intentional, like their inability to say Democratic Party. They have to say Democrat Party, and there's no such thing as a Democrat Party, but they keep saying it, and that's their slur. That's their way of being dismissive. Trump, realizing that Kamala Harris is using Kamala as a branding tool, And it's interesting because, you know, Nikki Haley, her first name is actually Nimrata or something very much like that. And she changed it to Nikki. But Kamala is embracing the you know, the Indian name that her mother gave her and her parents gave her. And so Trump, knowing that she's embracing it, has to change it. Now he's calling her Kamabala or Kambala, or, you know, he's trying to make it sound like, you know, Kimba the lion from Africa or something like that. And, you know, again, it's weird and it's pathetic. But Eduardo, your point is well taken. Thank you.
And even billionaires and Winfrey, you know, it's just rude. I think, you know, a lot of these women are, they deserve the respect.
Well, Oprah did the same thing. She uses her first name as her brand, and in fact, even, you know, her magazine is O, right, for Oprah. But I get what you're saying. Eduardo, thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the True People's Media. Picking up your calls here. I'll be right back with you 15 minutes past the hour.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Do you know or work with kids who have special healthcare needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm sitting in the theater, Conrad. I'm alone. A couple walks in. Where do you think they sat?
Right in front of you.
Right in front of me. You moron. How can you... Spatial awareness. My goodness. Next day, go to this bathroom. There's like 7 urinals. I'm all the way down on the end. Where do you think this person came in? Not right next to me, but enough where it was weird.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says.
Avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. There's one reason why most probiotics fall short, and it has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's justthrivehealth.com, justthrivehealth.com, and use that promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get that 20% discount. justthrivehealth.com, promo code TOM.
Walks through the door, doesn't care for much more than a cozy spot to plant his seed. A love seat makes his life complete. Forget the policies and laws. He's got his eyes on cushion draws. Debates and meetings make him snore. But a love seat, oh, he can't ignore. Love seat session, it's a sight to see. JD's found his ultimate plea. In those cushions soft and wide, where his behind can safely hide. Love seat session, what a delight. Morning, noon, and late at night. In his heart, it's always clear. A love seat is his true career.
Oh, poor JD. 21 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Scott in Tualatin, Tukwila, Washington. Hey, Scott, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call again. This kind of fits in with some prior calls and what they wanted to say. Mm-hmm. Disclaimer, I've never been on a debate team in high school or anywhere else, but my understanding is the debate is a public showcase of a concept or issue, something important, addressed from competing viewpoints, right?
Yeah, I was on a debate team in high school, and that's, you know, you have a premise, and then one side takes the pro and the other side takes the con, typically.
Exactly, but they're supposed to demonstrate for the audience their well-thought-out reasonableness of their position,
correct,
carefully considered speech, taken in respectful turns. Do I have that right?
You do.
There's absolutely no way that any such things can ever occur in any venue where Donald Trump or his flunky J.D. Vance are given the floor. Remember last time? All Donald Trump did was spew bile and lies, and the more poisonous and outrageous, the louder his minions cheer for him. And it's no matter how they're phrased or whatever, you know, President Biden did his best to try to state his position and all that. But nobody seems to pay attention to that. And Donald Trump's lies and bile don't put off any of his supporters. And all that will happen if we try to stage a debate now between Trump and Kamala Harris, we're going to get more of the same. And the fact that Trump will spew bile and lies will not put off his flunky minions.
Yeah.
And it just drives me crazy to even think that they should have one. I think that that all this debate stuff should be set aside because it can't possibly do anything productive for voters. That's,
you know,
what I think.
You know, over on YouTube, you can watch clips from the Nixon-Kennedy debates, and I play them here on the air from time to time. And that was moderated by the League of Women Voters. And they asked a question, and each candidate had 4 or 5 minutes to respond. And you got good, thoughtful, lengthy answers and rebuttals. You know, that were clear, And, you know, I would love to see us go back to something like that. But what happens is that our media, you know, it's usually a news organization that is sponsoring the debate or running the debate. And what they're interested in is eyeballs. They're interested in entertainment. They're interested in seeing somebody, you know, get angry or go down in flames or being provocative or being provoked. And, you know, who's going to screw up and that kind of stuff. And it's a crime. Maybe I can find the Nixon-Kennedy debate clip, one of my favorites, and play it after the break on the other, you know, on the other side of the break. But Scott, thanks for the call. Yeah, yep. Spot on. Tom in Fairfax, California. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. This occurred to me last night when I heard that Trump might be in hot water for using Beyonce's Titanic theme.
Not Beyonce. It was Celine Dion.
Celine Dion. Right. Sorry about that. And so I thought maybe we should put together a playlist for him since he can't use that anymore. And I have four suggestions to start us off if you wanted to start a little
go for it
list. But number one, I would suggest he might use by Johnny Paycheck, "Take This Job and Shove It."
How about the theme song from Deliverance?
yeah, exactly. Another one could be 16 Tons by Plenty Ford. Another Day Older or Deeper in Debt.
Yep.
Third one might be Working on the Chain Gang.
Yeah.
By Sam Cooke.
Yes. I like
And finally, Your Cheating Heart by Hank Williams.
Yeah. And
Heart will tell on you.
Yeah. And maybe Barry Maguire's Eve of Destruction.
I thought of that too. Absolutely. But this might be more suitable for Andy Borowitz. But anyway, I thought I'd throw it out there.
No, I think it's great. I'm wondering what the hell happened. I mean, they played Send in the Clowns. And they played the theme song from Titanic before Trump spoke. And, you know, it can't be that somebody from his campaign is curating that music. I mean, I'll bet that there's a frantic search underway right now to figure out who was running that audio and video board at that venue.
I did not hear about Send in the Clowns. That's marvelous. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
So, I mean, can you imagine if you had the job? I mean, it's like, oh, yeah, they just hired a DJ. There you go. All right, Tom, thanks a lot for the call. And thanks for watching us there in Fairfax, California. I appreciate it. It's 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with you, taking your calls on the other side of this break. Stay tuned. And I'm going to see if I can find that Nixon-Kennedy clip.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Right back with your call. Stay tuned. Sneaky alert! When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. Bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food Dog Whisperer Caesar Milan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. A dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Let's face it, life can be stressful. It can be overwhelming. And it's not just your mind that suffers when you're feeling tense and anxious. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. And for next-level mood and immune support, I love my award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. It not only has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics, but the Spore probiotic banishes bloat and constipation so your gut can produce more serotonin, you know, your happy hormone. Plus, it supports better sleep. For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com. with the promo code Tom. Now you can download the Just Thrive episode and listen to our interview with founder of Just Thrive, Tina Anderson.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Delayed 40 minutes by a denial of service attack, the ex-social media chat between former President Trump and Elon Musk.
Mr. Trump claimed there was an audience of 60 million when it actually peaked at 1.3.
We're going to have the largest deportation in history of this country.
Calling asylum seekers.
People that are in jail for murder and all sorts of things.
And
they're telling them, if you come back, we're going to kill you.
That's never been proven. A statement by the Harris Walls campaign called it self-obsessed rich guys who will sell out the middle class and who cannot run a live stream in the year 2024. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The Democratic convention next week. Sources say Presidents Obama and Clinton will address the delegates, as will President Biden. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton opened an investigation into CenterPoint Energy, electric utility for Houston, over its fumbled response post-Hurricane Beryl. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The partisan primary is Tuesday. Wisconsin voters will narrow down which candidates run for seats in November. Some of the most contested races will be the 3rd Congressional District. The Democrat who wins will take on incumbent Derek Van Orden, plus the race for Mike Gallagher's old seat representing Wisconsin's 8th Congressional District. There are also two statewide referendum questions on the ballot. Polls open at 7 a.m. Farmers who want their meat to carry the USDA Certified Organic label have some new animal welfare standards to meet. Terry Bell reports.
Labels can still be confusing and misleading. Seth Milstein is a reporter for Sentient Media.
If you want to shop consciously with a mind towards animal welfare approved is generally recognized as the highest standards for the animals.
Farmers have until the end of 2028 to meet the new USDA organic standards.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for a movie this weekend that is ripe for theater viewing as opposed to streaming, and you can't seem to get enough of franchises, check out Alien Romulus. Not even sure I need to explain what it's about, but the story finds colonizers in space who end up in peril when they come face to face with, you guessed it, aliens. Alien Romulus is the umpteenth installment in the series and most likely not the last, and it opens August 16th. Have fun at the movies. Matt Damon says the people and culture of Boston can seem abrasive and harsh. Damon's new comedy is called The Instigators and is set in the actor's native city. His lifelong pal and castmate Casey Affleck also calls Boston his hometown. Damon says he is aware of how people view Boston and can be put off by Bostonians' sarcasm and cynicism. But to him, it feels like a comfortable pair of socks. New tourism slogan, anyone? The Instigators can be streamed on Apple TV. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies here the overnight. Looks pretty quiet. Light winds and upper 50s at daybreak. On Tuesday, sunny skies, lower 80s. Wednesday, mostly sunny. Once again, lower 80s. Showers and thunderstorms moving in Wednesday night. It's 63 at our studios.
Looking for a place to kick back, grab a bite, vibe out on great music? Look no further than the Rigby in Madison. They're not just a pub. They're where the action is, with something different every day. Rigby Oki Mondays, Trivia Tuesdays, Single Nights on Wednesdays, and live music Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Located a block off the Capitol Square at 119 East Main Street, stop by and take a tour of the venue spaces for your next private party. And the rooftop space is now available. For venue reservations and details, email Chelsea at events.rigby@gmail.com.
Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
If the critique, if the beef of Tim Walz is that he spent money on children, on what they needed, whether that be universal meals or whether that be, you know, record amounts for a state to invest in early childhood development, I am like, man, you are critiquing this guy and making him even more my hero.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as it's Tuesday Tangents with our own Luke Mathers. Be here, find out what's grinding his gears and more.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month's supply of Superberine Plus. Get 15% off. Just go to superberine.com and enter the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. That's Superberine, B-E-R-I-N-E, superberine.com, code Tom.
The flame in his eye said he'd take the reins, let the freedom die. No more rules, just his command. He'd be the ruler of this land. Promises of power, promises of might. He'd make the world tremble at his sight. Day one, he'd change it all. Turn our nation's rise into a fall. Dictator on day one said he'd be tearing down our liberty with every word, chilling sound. Upside down, dictator on day one.
Dictator on day one. Yes, indeed. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. And we had somebody, we've had a couple of calls today about debates. And the last conversation I had reminded me about this Nixon-Kennedy debate. And I want to take a minute and a half and just share a quick clip with you from the 1960 debate between Richard Nixon and John Kennedy. Not just to show how they used to do debates, you know, thoughtful, actual issues-based conversations, but also it brilliantly illustrates the difference between the way Republicans look at things and the way Democrats look at things. The issue here is, what are we going to do about basically segregation, about the fact that lunch counters in the South were refusing to allow black people to sit at their lunch counters. And Nixon says, oh, well, I'm going to beg them to do something. And Kennedy says, I'm going to come down on them like a ton of bricks. Listen to the difference in the worldviews. And keep in mind, this is 1960. This was before the Civil Rights Act was passed. It was legal to keep people from sitting at a lunch counter in Selma or any place else in the country, for that matter. So here, it starts out with Richard Nixon, then goes to John Kennedy.
I have talked to Negro mothers. I've heard them explain, try to explain how they tell their children how they can go into a store and buy a loaf of bread, but then can't go into that store and sit at the counter and get a Coca-Cola. This is wrong, and we have to do something about it. So under the circumstances, what do we do? Well, what we do is what the Attorney General of the United States did under the direction of the President. Call in the owners of chain stores and get them to take action.
Talk to them, in other words. Here's John Kennedy.
Senator Kennedy.
Well, Mr. Nixon hasn't discussed the two basic questions. What is going to be done and what will be his policy on implementing the Supreme Court decision of 1954? Giving aid to schools technically that are trying to carry out the decision is not the great question. Secondly, what's he going to do to provide fair employment? He's been the head of the Committee on Government Contracts. He's carried out two cases, both in the District of Columbia. He has not indicated his support of an attempt to provide fair employment practices around the country so that everyone can get a job regardless of their race or color. Nor has he indicated that he will support Title III, which would give the Attorney General additional powers to protect constitutional rights. These are the great questions. Equality of education in school. About 2% of our population of white people is illiterate. 10% of our colored population. 60 to 70% of our colored children do not finish high school. These are the questions in these areas that the North and the Southeast and West are entitled to know. What will be the leadership of the president in these areas to provide equality of opportunity for employment, equality of opportunity in the field of housing, which could be done on all federal-supported housing by a stroke of the president's pen? What will be done to provide equality of education in all sections of the United States? Those are the questions to which the president must establish a moral tone and moral leadership. And I can assure you that if I'm elected president, we will do so.
So Kennedy's saying, you know, we've got a problem that's systemic here, and we're going to deal with it as a systemic problem. So anyhow, picking up your calls, let me get back over to that screen. There we go. Nora in Minneapolis. Hey, Nora, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hi. I wanted to send a message out to everybody in Minneapolis or the inner ring suburbs that may be listening. Tomorrow is election day for Ilhan Omar. It's the only one that counts for her because the Republicans have their proxy running against her in the Democratic primary because they have no hope to win an election here in Minneapolis because we're too woke for them.
So no. This is so tomorrow is the Minneapolis primary? The Minnesota primary?
It's all of them in Wisconsin and Minnesota, but most of them then have general elections where a Republican might have a chance.
Sure.
But here in Minneapolis, the primary is the only one that counts.
Yeah, I get it.
And last time, the same guy ran against her and won by 20 and lost by 25,000 votes. Whoa. Not 25, 2,500.
Whoa.
I believe it was 2,500 votes. Yeah, that's why it's...
He's running as a Democrat, but you're saying he's actually a shill for the Republicans?
He's funded by Harlan Crow and AIPAC.
It's another AIPAC. Oh, my God.
His name is Don Samuels from Jamaica. He's a former city council member. He's a arrogant man that ran for mayor and didn't win.
Yeah, well, it'll be interesting to see if AIPAC claims another scalp here. Amazing. Yeah,
they won't be able to, but I'm just trying to pad my... I mean, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I'm 99% sure.
Right, so if you're in Minneapolis, get out and vote tomorrow. Nora, thank you. Thanks thanks for the heads up on that.
One other thing.
Yo.
Can I talk about Tim Walz a little bit?
Sure. Yeah, please. Oh, he's your governor. Yeah, go for it.
Oh, not only that... the first time I saw him was when Al Franken was first running for Senate. They showed up at an event. He had entered Congress 2 years earlier along with Keith Ellison, and I never even noticed him because there was so much hoopla that Keith Ellison is a Muslim. And so when he showed up with Al Franken, I'd never seen him before, and then they talked, and I thought after that, oh, my God, if USA ever discovers this guy, they're going to want him to be their president.
Oh, really?
That was in 2008.
Wow.
He and Keith Ellison entered Congress together in 2006, and I think he changed a lot because when I saw a clip of him from 2006, he seemed like some bland Republican-type guy from his District 1 that has never voted for a Democrat since 1970 until they voted for him.
Yeah. Well, when he started his political career, he was in this very rural district and his positions were more kind of to the right, more of Bill Clinton kind of positions. But he certainly rose to the occasion, particularly as he became later on in his he was what 8 or 10 years in the House of Representatives, and then he became governor.
12 years.
12 years. Okay, thank you for
that. He and Keith Ellison were both there for 12 years.
Yeah.
Together.
Yeah, but he certainly grew.
And most
grew
of it was a Republican House, or else, George Bush, et cetera.
There you go.
Ugly. But when he first started teaching, he taught at Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota and in China.
Yep. Yeah, he taught English in China for a year. Yeah, he's done a lot of really extraordinary things.
Yep. He went there in 1989, the year of their big killing.
I know. He got there just after Tiananmen Square. I was there just before Tiananmen Square. I was there in November of 88, most of the month of November of 88.
It happened in between you two, huh?
Yeah. It was kind of wild. But that was an amazing time to be in China.
Do you know about our lady that will be our Madam Governor?
She will be the first Native American governor of any state, I believe, and the first woman governor of Minnesota.
Yes, and she is the first anybody of color that's won a state that will be that has won a statewide vote in Minnesota. Her and Keith Ellison both at the same time became the first two.
Remind me of her name.
Peggy Flanagan.
Peggy Flanagan.
Turned out City Council, school board, and then Keith, our governor met her. When he was running for office, he went to Camp Wellstone, which where they create, help candidates become, progressive powerhouse candidates.
Yep.
And she was his trainer when he went there
and
about 20 years
her
ago.
And he's now lieutenant governor. That's great. I do need to move along. I need to get more callers in here.
She's the daughter of the American Indian Movement. Her dad was original AIM.
Oh, wow. That's
and
great.
We've been really enjoying ourselves here. I feel so bad for these other parts of the country. I just feel so bad because we love it here.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Nora. I think the Midwest is really experiencing a renaissance. You know, kind of an awakening. Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan. I wonder if it's going to spread to Iowa, Indiana, Ohio, with this election cycle. I think it's possible. I don't think it's impossible. It's 44 minutes past the hour, almost 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Talk media for the sane among us. I'll be back with your calls right after this.
Would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today I've got some wonky terminology, so bear with me. I'm talking about credit utilization and how that affects your credit score. Credit utilization just means how much of your credit you're using. So let's say you have a $10,000 limit on your credit card. Now lots of us think it's okay to spend up to that $10,000 every month as long as you pay it off in full at the end of the month. Well, it turns out the credit bureaus, these agencies that assign us our credit scores, they only want us to use maybe 10, 20, or maximum 30% of our credit limit each month, like $1,000 to $3,000 tops if you've got $10,000 in credit. And your credit utilization counts for 30% of your total credit score. I don't love the rules, but knowing them helps us manage our credit scores the way we want to. For more about credit scores or just about getting good at money, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. I'm sorry, Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah, what would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the J.D. Vance couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch. So.
You know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Before the hour, welcome back, picking up your calls here. Torben in Hagerstown, Maryland. Hey, Torben, thanks for listening to Sirius XM. Hey. What's on your mind today?
Well, okay. Excuse me. I've been watching the Amazon documentary Bad Faith last week, and it just stirred me like crazy.
It is brilliant, isn't
it? To see some of it. Yes, it is. And I didn't know if you had made any comments on it or what you're thinking about the systemic beginnings to all that we're facing right now.
Yeah, Louise and I watched that.
Through the religious movement, yeah.
My recollection, is it a three-part series? Am I remembering right, or is it just one movie?
I when I watched it, it was just one setting for about an hour and a half, something
okay.
like that.
Yeah, it's called Bad Faith.
Yep, correct. And it's on Amazon Prime.
Yep, you're right. And
it goes from the moral majority and even way back to even before that through the teaching of one particular guy.
Yep.
And it's infiltrated the whole Republican Party
That's
through
correct.
The religious right.
That's correct. When Louise and I watched it about a month ago, I wrote an op-ed about it at HartmanReport.com. And it blew me away too, Torben. It's a brilliant piece, and anybody who hasn't seen it, if you have an Amazon Prime subscription, it might be available through some of the other streaming venues too. I haven't looked at Netflix, but it's really worth watching. It's called Bad Faith, and it's just a shocking, shocking movie about what's happened.
It is really shocking. I'm just sick about it, and it just shows how. Trump is just a pawn.
Yeah, he's just a tool for these guys.
The religious right, yeah.
Yep, absolutely. Torben, thanks. Thanks for flagging that for us all. Yep, good talking to you. David in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, David, thanks for listening to WGRN. What's up?
Hi. I have a topic that never gets any discussion. It's nuclear proliferation, nuclear power. The Democrats seem to be completely out on this. They don't understand what the issues are. And I think part of the problem is that big billionaires like Bill Gates are promoting stuff like modular nuclear power, and that doesn't work. And none of his stuff works. And it's just there's a big hustle going on. And it created the biggest scandal in Ohio history with
So the bribery scandal, wasn't it?
The Speaker of the House, householder, went to jail. Mm-hmm. $62 million. They elected all these corrupt Republicans to vote exactly the way they wanted, and they gave householder $62 million in return for $300 million a year in subsidies.
Yep.
So that's quite a deal. And what I'm thinking is that we need to have your show could have. Some experts come on and talk for maybe 45 minutes and help the average person understand what these issues are, because it's going to affect our rates, it's going to affect our artillery rates, and it's going to affect our health.
You're right.
And I think this is a basic health safety issue that doesn't get discussed. Same way with proliferation of nuclear arms.
I
agree. Needs to be discussed.
We used to have the guys from Beyond Nuclear on at least once
Kevin
a month.
Kevin Camps.
Yeah, Kevin and his boss, whose name is escaping me. And
there's Gordon Edwards.
No.
He's another one.
But you know, Kevin is a good guy, and it's been a while since we've had him on. We need to get him back on. I'm with you, David. It's and you know, David Pepper, by the way, in his Substack newsletter, I believe this week, is writing about that whole bribery scandal in Ohio too. In fact, I think it was this morning I read it. So
well,
yeah,
it takes an ugly turn because these legislators think they can do whatever they please, and then utilities say, well, we've got somebody we can hire, and they just grab these guys and create a system that subsidizes an obsolete.
Oh, no, I totally get it. And this was all legitimized. This was all made possible by five Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court back in the day, legalizing political bribery. So, yeah, I'm with you. David, thank you for the call. Karen in New Orleans. Hey, Karen, what's up?
Hey, Tom. The appointment of Louis DeJoy was a dual purpose. It did for slowing down the mail-in ballot, but also for slowing down the census. And at the very last minute, Trump tried to get Wilbur Ross to put on the census form, are you an illegal American citizen? And it went to the courts, and there was like, hurry up, make a decision, hurry up. And the court said, no, you can't put that on the census.
Yep.
So all the undocumented people were so afraid to fill out the census that they didn't get it put in. And yet, the census is every 10 years affects how many representatives and districts each state gets,
yep,
and how much federal funding each state gets.
Yep.
So if you eliminate people that are scared to send it in, the each state gets less representatives and
correct,
each state gets less funding.
Correct.
So they're fooling around with the House of Representatives majority that way as well. And you know what? That lasts for 10 freaking years.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right, Karen. Thank you very much for the reminder. Shannon in Louisville, Kentucky. Hey, Shannon, we have a little less than a minute. You got a quick point?
I will be quick. I'm concerned with the polling. I heard you say earlier that, you know, Kamala's ahead. And in the general election polling, 100% right. Where my concern is when we look at Arizona, Nevada, Georgia, Trump's ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also ahead in Pennsylvania. And if he takes those states, he wins. So I'm concerned about yourself and the other, you know, mass media saying she's ahead. I'm afraid it's going to make us take our feet off the gas.
Oh, yeah. I don't think anybody's going to take their feet off the gas. I think the enthusiasm is building. I think people realize what kind of threat these guys represent to America. But your point is well taken, Shannon. We have to be careful of, you know, the pride before the fall, as it were. Shannon, thank you very much for pointing that out. And thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you, and stay safe.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Sneaky alert! When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread, and bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food dog whisperer Caesar Milan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. A dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll have primary day coverage across Wisconsin and more Wisconsin Dells tickets to give away. Join us first thing in the morning.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Ukrainian